The Service to America medals honor federal employees who go above and beyond their job descriptions to serve the public. For the past few months, Federal News Radio has spoken to the finalists. Now, when Hurricane Sandy rocked the East Coast in 2012, our next guest became part of the solution. As the executive director of the Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force, Marion Mollegen McFadden led the interagency effort to provide support to communities affected by that storm. Now, she's a finalist in the Management Excellence category for this year's Service to America medals, and she joins us now. Marion, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you on. So, first of all, tell us about the work. What was the exact mission of this task force, given that all of the agencies involved had their own missions?
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation. The president tasked the Hurricane Sandy Rebuilding Task Force with coordinating the federal government's response, keeping cabinet-level focus on the recovery in the Sandy region, and really with identifying and working to remove any obstacles to the resilient rebuilding in the region.
All right. So which federal agencies were involved? I know, obviously, HUD, where you are, but and FEMA, but who else?
So the big question is, who wasn't? I mean, we really had HUD and FEMA, as you said, Army Corps of Engineers, Department of Transportation, FEMA's SBA, Department of Energy, Environmental Protection. Everybody was there. After a disaster, you find an incredible desire across the federal government to work together in a way that you don't see in other times. So really, we had an incredible response.
All right, so the then Secretary Sean Donovan turned to you, and what did he say? How did this come about?
You know, there was a large group of us that really just sort of bubbled up within the federal government, and the question that he gave us really was, find out what we need to do to speed the recovery. Leave no stone unturned in looking for ways that we can improve what the federal government does. He came in at a time when the federal government was still trying to wrap its arms around how to finish the recovery from Hurricane Katrina, and worked with Janet Napolitano on creating the National Disaster Recovery Framework. So this was the first time out of the gate with a really large disaster to try and test that framework. So he said, just go ahead and ask all the hard questions.
And what were some of the lessons learned that came to you and the task force from Hurricane Katrina?
Definitely that you need to keep that high-level focus in Washington. The task force for Hurricane Sandy was set up as a short-term entity, I think in part because there was a longer-term entity after Hurricane Katrina, and we wanted to keep the focus on being a short-term entity so that each of the individual agencies that had been given its own directive from Congress still felt responsible for carrying out what they were tasked to do, but we provided a forum for collaboration. The task force was never trying to own the actions, but be the thinking space where we could problem solve.
Okay, so you got the call, and there was a task force, and you were the coordinator of it. How did you operationalize it? How did you turn it into something functioning?
So I'm a lawyer by trade, so it was a really great opportunity for me to look at policy and operations in a new way. And we had an incredible team. The award that we're nominated for it's not just for me, it's a team award. I get to be sort of the named plaintiff of it because I was the career civil servant in charge, working for the executive director, Laurel Blatchford, and Secretary Donovan. So really, it was just such an incredible group of us that put our minds together. We had folks from across the government who had been working on disaster recovery. I've worked on disaster recovery since 9/11, and so some familiar faces from across the federal government, and then just a lot of new folks who were interested in bringing their passion to bear as well.
So every one of these agencies involved had someone that was part of this council or task force?
Yes, we had 24 agencies and offices of the White House working together. We also worked with an advisory group comprised of state, local, and tribal officials. It was never intended to be an inside of Washington only group, and we coordinated with philanthropies, nonprofits, universities, everyone we could. Anyone who asked to speak with us, we worked with, because we knew that we were really dependent on each other to get any kind of success.
So Washington, of course, was high and dry after hurricanes. Well, not quite dry, but it really didn't have much damage in relation to what happened in New York and New Jersey. So did the task force meet in Washington, or did you have physical meetings, and where were they?
Sure, we absolutely did, and we worked sort of at all levels of government. So the actual task force members were the agency and office heads, and we had three meetings of the principals, one in New York, one in New Jersey, and one in D.C. We really wanted to be in all places at all times, and then we had an actual task force staff with a height of about 70 people, and we were located in D.C., New Jersey, and New York as well.
And so the Army Corps had its job to do. Transportation, of course, had to help rebuild. You know, I guess there were sunken or submerged subways and ruined bridges and roads and so forth. And you could see how each agency would impinge. So what did the council talk about, and how did you track the progress of the different components helping and make sure that they were all working in concert?
So some of the first questions that bubbled up were, how can we combine our funds most effectively? One of the lessons learned after Hurricane Katrina is that sometimes we have conflicting requirements when you put our funds together, but that's actually how states and local governments use our money. You know, using the HUD community development block grant money to plug the gaps where other programs won't fit. So that was sort of the most comfortable and easiest conversation, was what are your requirements? Okay, what are my requirements? How do we make them work together? But then in a larger sense, looking back at Katrina and other natural disasters, where didn't we solve problems, right? And sometimes there are things that federal money can't do. So what conversations do you need to have with community organizations and other funding sources to get the recovery accomplished, rather than just saying, sorry, that's not allowable under my program?
We're speaking with Marion Mollegen McFadden. She led the interagency effort to provide support to Sandy communities as part of the task force established, I guess, by the White House, really, in the aftermath there. And so what about conflict resolution? Because sometimes, you know, I'm just making this up, but suppose the Army Corps wanted to do something that the EPA said would upset something environmentally. You know, how did you reach resolution when people didn't agree?
Well, that's really the benefit of having cabinet-level focus on the issues. If you just had line staff on the ground disagreeing about what's allowable under the rules, it could take a long time to resolve. But when it's just one quick phone call to reach out to a cabinet secretary, we find that things move pretty quickly.
What was the most difficult part of doing all of this?
I think as federal servants, we're a little bit risk-averse. So I would say getting folks across the federal government to embrace innovation. We were really charged with ensuring that the communities rebuilt with the federal dollars would be more resilient. And so that meant pushing across the government for new ways of thinking. For example, we did an innovative flood control design competition where we asked for the expertise of engineers and architects and hydrologists across the world to come up with flood control designs that hadn't been done before. And there was a certain nervousness across the federal government about, well, wait, this is untested. And it makes sense since we're the stewards of federal dollars who are, you know, watched very closely by our inspectors general and Congress and the media and the public, that we'd be very careful about what we're doing. But we really need to make sure that we're pushing ourselves.
And besides the intra-federal government issues that had to be resolved, I imagine there's always a certain amount of mistrust at the local level of the feds coming in. So how did you resolve relations or improve relations with the governments directly affected there right in the region?
We worked very, very closely, particularly with the states of New York and New Jersey and New York City and their leadership, talking with them every single day in most instances at the task force, because you just want to keep the lines of communication open. And where there are tensions, just ensure that all the best minds are thinking about how to solve problems.
And from a personal standpoint, did this pretty much occupy all of your time? And if it did, for how long?
It absolutely occupied all of my time for about 18 months, I would say. It was a big challenge in my personal life to give so much. But there is something compelling about disasters Former Secretary Sean Donovan said to us, look, there's no time in people's lives when they depend on the federal government more than after their communities have been hit by a disaster. And that really rung true for me, that people were depending on us and we just needed to give everything we had.
Is there any particular site that you saw that kind of brought it all home for you?
You know, we went on a damage tour of Breezy Point, and just seeing these small, humble homes that had been destroyed that many months after the disaster still had no hope of being rebuilt really just struck me that these are everyday people. You know, there was sort of a misconception that Sandy only hit beach houses, and that really wasn't what happened. These are people's primary residences, and that's what the federal government's working so hard to help with, to get regular good people back on their feet.
Well, now that your life, I imagine this wasn't just a 9-to-5 job either then, was it?
Not the least bit.
Well, now that things are a little bit back to normal, what do you do otherwise for HUD? Tell us about your regular job.
So I had an incredible opportunity to move out of legal work, and I've joined the Office of Community Planning and Development at HUD. So I've still got the recovery in my portfolio with the Community Development Block Grant Program, but I'm also really excited to be working on other affordable housing programs like the HOME Program, working on our environmental review with our environmental review office, and seeing new angles on how we do housing.
So it's fair to say that the Hurricane Sandy task force changed your life also?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we thank you for joining us. Marion Mollegen McFadden is Senior Attorney for Disaster Recovery at the Housing and Urban Development Department and a finalist in the Service to America Medals. We'll see you at the banquet.
Thanks so much.